We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It is the Robin Lundberg Show, and it's coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studios. Millions of Americans finance the home of their dreams. With their help, they can help you too. Rocket Mortgage, push button, get mortgage. All right, I got to move on from the all-time QB conversation. But before I do, Mel in Detroit has been hanging on, so I'll let him have the last word, and then I'll end it and shift over to the college football playoff. And, so, of course, CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line, 855-212-4227, is brought to you by GEICO. Great news. There's a quick way you could save money. Switch to GEICO. Go to GEICO.com, and in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance. Mel in Detroit. Mel, you get the final word here on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Mel? Mel, you there?
And yes, I am.
Yeah, go ahead.
My vote is for Tom Brady because, I'm a diehard Lions fan. But Tom Brady has done more with less. He has have good players, but he has done more with less average players. And I'd like to add this: behind every great quarterback, there's a great coach. Bill Belichick has to be one of the best, if not the best, football chess players there is, and behind every great quarterback and every great coach has to be a great owner and a great GM. The organization as a whole, it to me, is one of the greatest organizations there is because New England know how to work their draft picks, whether they traded them or the players that they draft, and also they know how to handle every other team's outcast, get the most out of them, and not overpay anybody. New England as a whole is a great organization. It's one of the greatest organizations, in my opinion.
Well, I think that's pretty clear. The Brady thing, that was more the way I expected it to go. It didn't start that way, and maybe it's self-corrected because you would think the easy answer for the all-time QB would be Tom Brady. But, of course, there are some who either don't want that to be true or don't like that idea or don't genuinely believe it in their heart of hearts and think circumstances and other things have led to the achievements that he has had. All right, the big talk for today, of course, is going to be the college football playoff. You have the two teams moving on to the national championship between LSU and Oklahoma and Clemson and Ohio State. And, you know, the first thing that's interesting to me about the initial game in Oklahoma and LSU is the contrast in the coaches a little bit, right? I mean, it's a 14-point spread almost. So that will tell you that LSU is considered to be the more talented team, clearly. But Lincoln Riley is maybe the number one sort of prospect on the coaching market right now. We've seen what he's done the last couple Heisman winners. Offensively, he's kind of an innovator. And I would credit college football for more innovation in the pros than would be what you would naturally think. Because usually, I would expect it to go the other way. I would expect the pros to influence the college game. Because professional is the highest level that you can be. You've got the guys being paid the most across the board. I know there are college coaches who make a ton of money. But on average, across the board, pro coaches, both the head coach, assistant, and what have you, are being paid more. They're obviously coaching higher level players. All those things would make you believe at the highest level is where you'll see the most innovation. But I actually think that the pros have borrowed from the college game a lot over the years, especially recent years, because I would credit the college game with moving the best athlete to quarterback. You know, we've seen that happen many times over the years where not necessarily the best quarterback in the world was starting for college teams because he was the best athlete on the field. And, of course, in order to ultimately have success, you have to be a good quarterback as well as a good athlete. But I believe that helped influence where we're at now. Where the, you know, take Denard Robinson, for instance. He's a good example for me playing quarterback at Michigan. Obviously, he wasn't good enough to be a quarterback at the NFL level to the same degree. You know, played in the NFL in a variety of spots for a bit. But as far as what it showed about the college football game is that they were willing to try to innovate in that way. And over time, when you start getting the best athletes to play quarterback, you're going to refine their quarterback skills as well. And now you have a whole movement in that regard, where almost all of the quarterbacks who are entering the NFL need to be good athletes in order to be highly touted prospects. I mean, even guys like Daniel Jones and of course, Josh Allen, very good athletes, can run. And not to mention, of course, a Lamar Jackson, who's just unbelievable at that. And I believe a lot of those schemes that take advantage of those guys' abilities came from the college game. And of course, at Oklahoma, with Lincoln Riley, you've seen a guy who has put people into high-level pro spots. At the quarterback spot. The last two, really. I mean, you've got Kyler Murray, and you've got Baker Mayfield. That's about as impressive a couple of years as a college coach can have when it comes to specifically auditioning for the pro level. And if the Dallas Cowboys job, let's say, opens up, which it will, you have to imagine Lincoln Riley's top on that list. But the guy he's going against couldn't be more of a contrast today in Ed Orgeron, who really looks like, you know, he eats alligators at every meal, right? I mean, like, that's, he's got the much more typical college football, Southern college football look. And as a result, he kind of gets dismissed a little bit, probably, for his abilities as a coach. Nevertheless, the reigning Heisman Trophy winner now in Joe Burrow swears by him, and LSU has had an incredible season, including, you know, beating Alabama. They play Oklahoma today. Predicted to beat Oklahoma. So I think that's one of the more intriguing stories heading into the college football playoffs today, is that contrast between Orgeron and between Lincoln Riley. Meanwhile, in the other game, it's Clemson-Ohio State, and those are two teams that you thought might have been there from the beginning of the year in that spot. Obviously, coming into the season, which is typical, it's Clemson and Alabama. Alabama didn't make it. Ohio State, though, was right in that mix, and a lot of people think this is perhaps the best semifinal game that there's ever been in the college football playoff. I'm sort of intrigued to see where people are at, you know, as far as their anticipation level of these games. Because the college football playoff was a great idea in the sense that it brought up the rankings every week during the course of the regular season as a new topic and eliminated what were really meaningless bowl games. I mean, bowl games still exist. There are plenty of other ones. I was laughing earlier because there's two bowl games that are happening today before those games that are like, look at me, look at me. I'm the Goodyear Cotton Bowl Classic, Memphis and Penn State. And hey, it's Notre Dame and Ohio State, and we're the Camping World Bowl. But because if you're not rooting for those teams or betting on those games, then there's no real reason to watch because they're essentially glorified exhibitions. So the college football playoff eliminated that, made more of those games count. It also eliminated the idea of the national champion chip matchup being decided by the computer or whatnot. You know, at least some of the games were being played on the field. And there's now an argument to expand it, of course. I think eight teams might be the sweet spot personally. I don't think you want to go beyond eight teams because then you devalue the regular season. And one of the best things college football has going for it is the value of the regular season. But when you expand to eight teams, you know, there might be a couple teams that are on the outside looking in that could have won the whole thing. So I think eight teams gives you the right field. As of now, it's four. But with the games happening, they get played over the holiday, and the national championship gets played on the other end of that thing. I'm genuinely curious just about, like, how amped people are for these games today. Because college football, look, I mean, the NFL is the biggest sport. Football is the biggest sport in this country, and that goes for the NFL. But it also goes down to the college level. I mean, college football is a monster business in and of itself. So if this were the Super Bowl, people would spend 2 weeks talking about it. There's a, you know, a break where you're trying to fill content heading up to the Super Bowl. As is, we're right on the precipice of these games happening. 4 o'clock Eastern, Oklahoma LSU. 8 p.m. Eastern, Clemson Ohio State. How psyched are you for the college football playoffs? And who are your picks? 855-212-4227. 855-212-4227 is the phone number if you want to weigh in. Again, 13.5 point spread. LSU expected to just win that game going away. Be an interesting story if they didn't, considering not only Lincoln Riley, but Jalen Hurts and what's happened for him there at Oklahoma. And then you got Clemson looking to repeat as they've got Ohio State. What do you think? 855-212-4227. You excited for the college football playoff? What are you expecting to see today as we're only a matter of hours away? It is the Robin Lundberg Show, and it's here on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the Robin Lundberg Show.
It's college football playoff day. LSU, Oklahoma, Clemson, Ohio State. LSU minus 13.5. Clemson minus 2. The second game, the bigger game, as far as the expectations, I think, for how good a game it will be and which team actually has a chance to win the national championship. In many ways, I think the first game's the more interesting game, storyline-wise at least. You got the Heisman Trophy winner. You've got the coach who produced the last two Heisman Trophy winners before the current one. You've got Jalen Hurts and his whole story. But people just expect LSU to run over Oklahoma. What do you expect? Are you super excited, super pumped for the college football playoff? 855-212-4227. I mean, the answer should be yes, right? Again, like I said before, if this was the Super Bowl, we could take prediction calls. We could take, you know, all sorts of theories, thoughts, and analysis. So you would hope that the college football playoff, if it's working the way that they want it to, would generate the same sort of buzz and excitement. 855-212-4227. Let's go to Jay in Louisiana. Jay, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio. What's going on, Jay?
Hey, man, I'm super pumped about this game today. I know LSU is going to pull it out. I have to say, though, I listened to your comments about Coach O. He's been coaching a long time, man. He's not an alligator either.
Oh, you know, no. I that was sort of a joke. I didn't mean that as a diss. Yeah. What I meant is that's the way people view him. Especially in contrast to a Lincoln Riley, but you have to give him credit for what LSU has done this season, and you can't dismiss his ability as a coach, and I feel like people sort of do because he's very cartoonish. That's what I meant by that.
That's right. Everybody has this outside of Louisiana thinks we all go to school in P-Rows and airboats. So he's from here, yeah, but he's worked a long time in the league. I respect him a lot. He's a good coach, and he's done a lot for LSU. And but I think LSU is going to pull it out. The other game is kind of interesting. I think if somebody comes out and whoops up on the other one, they could give LSU a hard time. But LSU's done it, I think, 15-0, and I think we're going to take it all this year. Super pumped.
Do you have any concerns about the game? Because, I mean, like when you see it's almost a 2-touchdown spread, obviously you're going to be confident. And anytime you're rooting for a team, you're probably a little nervous. But are there any legitimate concerns you have about this game?
My concern about the game is Jalen Hurts and his run game. If we can shut that down, I think Oklahoma's secondary is suspect. I think Joe Burrow will pick him apart. But Jalen Hurts will keep it close with his run game.
Yeah, I mean, that makes sense. And obviously, Jalen Hurts has had a heck of a season. There's a lot of speculation on how he's played himself into the NFL, where he's played himself into the NFL. He's not Kyler Murray or Baker Mayfield before him who went in and of course, were drafted number one. We all know that's not going to happen with Jalen Hurts, but he probably has played himself into a role in the NFL. And I could see him as like a Taysom Hill kind of guy at the next level. I mean, if he keeps working on it, who knows? I wouldn't totally dismiss him. I mean, his story is awesome, the way it went down and then the kind of season he's had this year. And, look, he's completing nearly 70% of his passes against the AP top 25. So maybe I'm even still devaluing him a little bit. That would be that's the thing I'm most interested to watch in that first game is probably that. I mean, there's the Lincoln Riley versus Orgeron thing I just mentioned. But more so, it's just what can Jalen Hurts do against the kind of competition he won't be facing at the NFL level, of course, but the highest level competition at college football. Because if he can have a breakout performance in that game, maybe he can, continue to change minds about what he can do at the next level. As of right now, like I said, I can see him in a jack-of-all-trades kind of role. Jay in Texas. Jay, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Jay?
Hey, what's going on, Robin?
How are you, sir?
Hey, I'm good this morning. I just want to say kudos to my Texas Aggies that beat the OSU last night. That was a good game. I'm glad we won. And just make some comments about the Oklahoma-LSU game. I just think Oklahoma's just they're going to be in for a hard fight. And LSU is I'm thinking by halftime it's going to be 35-3 LSU. They're just going to run away with it. They got too much talent. Oklahoma played a weak schedule. That's why they're number four in the country right now. I mean, they played a weak schedule. I don't think they're where they should be. They struggled against Iowa State. They just got by Baylor in overtimes. And they're just struggling right now. They're they're the weakest team in the top four, and they're going to have a hard time just trying to keep up with LSU. LSU's just got too much talent.
That seems to be what everyone thinks, and that's what Vegas thinks as well. I'm looking at Oklahoma's schedule. I mean, they beat Texas by a touchdown. Their one loss is at Kansas State. Baylor, they barely beat twice, but they did beat them twice, and Baylor was ranked 13th and 7th in those two games. So I don't want to just dismiss that as a game that doesn't count. And then they won in Oklahoma State. They won that one decisively. But they don't have too many like huge blowout wins against great competition. However, they're there for a reason. So, I wouldn't count out a team that has a coach like they have and a quarterback like they have. And that's where we focus a lot of the talking points sometimes. But I also believe there is some validity to that, right? I mean, you're discussing a coach that people see as a future NFL head coach, as maybe the future NFL head coach. If you're looking across the landscape and you say, who's next? It's probably Lincoln Riley. And then Jalen Hurts is a quarterback who's had an excellent year with Riley, but also has been there before. Been there and done that. So I don't want to just dismiss them completely. John in Clemson. John, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, John?
Hey, buddy. Just checking to see what your thoughts on who wins today. Forget the spread. Forget all that. Just what's your pick on who wins today?
I think I would go with LSU and Clemson.
Okay.
How about you?
Thank you. I'm still a toss-up on the LSU-Oklahoma. Somehow, for some reason, I'm pulling for Oklahoma, but Clemson's my team, so.
Well, obviously you're going to pick them then. Yeah, I think a lot of people would be pulling maybe for Oklahoma in this game. You know, there's the underdog factor. Again, there's Jalen Hurts' story, all that sort of stuff. But it's hard to ignore that spread. That exists for a reason. Even with the running back at LSU, Hurt coming in, hampered coming in, Clyde Edwards-Helaire with the hammy issue, you're still looking at a super talented team that's recruited very well, has the Heisman winner on it, and has beaten the likes of Alabama this year fairly convincingly. But that was a good game, but they controlled that game. So it's tough for me to pick Oklahoma to win that game outright. I mean, really difficult to just say, hey, they're going to win that game when you look at the spread. The other one's a little bit closer, but I do believe, you know, Clemson has the pedigree there. I just saw it, so the tie goes to picking with them.
You're listening to the Robin Lundberg Show.
It is the Robin Lundberg Show here on CBS Sports Radio, and it is also college football playoff day. So in order to properly discuss everything that's going on in these two semifinal games, I'm joined by Jerry Palm, CBS Sports college football writer. You can also weigh in at 855-212-4227. And Jerry, let's start with the first game of the day, which I find to be intriguing from a storyline standpoint. But when you look at the spread, it may not go that way. First of all, do you think that's accurate? Would you install LSU as basically a 2-touchdown favorite over Oklahoma?
Yeah, I think it could be. Yeah, it's. I certainly think it's much more likely LSU wins by 2 touchdowns than Oklahoma does. It's the problem is Oklahoma gives the ball away too much, and LSU's defense is very opportunistic. It's just it's a bad combination. If Oklahoma has any chance of beating LSU today, they have to play error-free football, and in particular, Jalen Hurts can't give it away.
What about the injury status for the top running back, LSU? How much of an impact could that have on the game?
I don't think it matters as much as the suspension of Oklahoma's best pass rusher, which really gives Oklahoma's defense, that's a big blow to them in terms of trying to slow down Joe Burrow. I think that, it's not going to matter too much if LSU's running back, whose name I continue to fail to pronounce.
I think technically it might be Clyde Edwards-Helaire.
he's terrific. But I think LSU can survive a loss at that position, or, maybe 50, if he only can play a little bit. I think they can survive that much better than Oklahoma can survive the loss of their best pass rusher.
Robin Lundberg talking to Jerry Palm, CBS Sports college football writer. Now, what about the positives for Oklahoma? Because Lincoln Riley is maybe the it coaching candidate in the sport right now. Obviously, Baker Mayfield, Kyler Murray, and now Jalen Hurts on his resume. I mean, is there something to be said for the game he can coach and the fact that before this sort of really big year for Hurts at Oklahoma, it's not like he hasn't been there before.
Yeah, oh, exactly. No, I mean, this is a guy with experience in this situation, to say the least. Jalen Hurts had a terrific season, really until late when he started giving the ball away. But he's their leading rusher, obviously their leading passer. The offense completely revolves around him, which is why it's so important for him to take care of the football against LSU, because their offense is good enough to win a shootout. But that's the kind of game that they're going to have to play to win. This is not a game that's going to be played in the 20s or probably even in the 30s. The scoreboard's going to get lit up today. LSU's going to light it up, whether Edwards-Helaire can play or not. And Oklahoma's got to match them punch for punch. They are absolutely capable of that, but they're not if they turn the ball over.
And for all the credit that Lincoln Riley gets, on the other side, it feels like despite all the LSU success, people sort of view Ed Orgeron as this cartoonish character. Do you think he doesn't get enough credit for how good his team is?
I believe he just won the National Coach of the Year award.
I guess that counts as something, right?
So he's getting some credit. But really, what he deserves credit for is hiring Joe Brady away from the Saints. The new offensive coordinator has done a terrific job, piecing these parts together, and they're very good parts, into a machine that works very well. I think the only defense to really slow these guys down all year was Auburn's, which that was a 23-20 game, as I recall, which LSU won at LSU. Nobody else has been able to hold these guys down in the least. And that's a credit to the coaching staff. It's a credit to the players. It's a credit all around. They're a well-oiled machine.
All right, let's move on to the second game, which I think has fewer storylines that jump out, because there isn't that Jalen Hurts story. There isn't Riley versus Orgeron or any of that stuff. But on paper is the better game and maybe the best semifinal matchup. that we've seen since the playoffs started. Would you agree with that assessment with Clemson and Ohio State?
Yeah, on paper, no question. I mean, I think you've got three dominant football teams this year, which is unusual in college football to have three teams as dominant as they were. And frankly, Ohio State probably should be number one because of their dominance against their schedule, which had, I think, five other ranked teams on it. Ohio State did not play a single defensive snap this year in the fourth quarter, defending less than a 10-point lead, not even that Wisconsin game. So, wow. You know, that's that. And then Clemson, you know, ran everybody off the field except for North Carolina, too. I mean, their next closest game was probably A&M, which is, I would argue, the best team they played. That was a 14-point game way back in week two. So, you know, Clemson hasn't faced athletes like Ohio State will run out there, period. And that would have probably been true even if their league had been better. But still, you know, it's going to be interesting to see how Clemson reacts to playing against a team that's as athletic and maybe even more athletic than themselves. But Clemson also, they're the defending champ. Their quarterback has won this championship. And, you know, I like their experience in this situation. And Travis Etienne is a load at running back. So you might arguably have the two best running backs in the country in this game, and Etienne and J.K. Dobbins. So this should be really a lot of fun.
Where are you with Trevor Lawrence right now? Because, you know, after they won the championship, he was sort of anointed, talked about as maybe the best QB prospect since Andrew Luck. But we knew he had to go back to school. It didn't start the season quite as well as we would have expected, but it has obviously put the team in a position and turned it on as it went along. But in the midst of that, Joe Burrow goes and wins the Heisman, sort of making him a secondary thought. Where do you assess both Trevor Lawrence as the quarterback of Clemson right now and his prospects moving forward?
Well, there were three quarterbacks in New York for the Heisman ceremony, and he wasn't one of them. So it wasn't just Joe Burrow who passed him by in the minds of people this year. He's terrific. Trevor Lawrence is terrific. And, you know, he's a big-game quarterback and who unfortunately has had very few big games to show that in this year. But it's they're loaded. And I think he's terrific. He really makes them go. And Ohio State's going to have to find a way to bring pressure on him. And they're going to have to cover those great receivers that they have, which Ohio State is probably capable of doing. And Ohio State has seen teams this year as athletic, perhaps as Clemson. So I don't think they'll be as surprised by what they face, perhaps as Clemson is, even though they've been in this situation before and know what kind of teams they're going to face in this situation.
All right, finally, who do you take in each game? Obviously, you like LSU in the first one and in the second one, and who do you think is the national championship?
Well, I picked Clemson to win the championship again this year, and that's really, I mean, not just their talent, but due to their experience in these situations. I think that Clemson's experience will pay off today and again in 2 weeks.
Jerry Palm, CBS Sports College football writer, appreciate your time this morning, Jerry. Thank you.
All right, thanks.
Let's go to Andrew in Clemson, South Carolina. Andrew, I think, probably agrees that Clemson will win the national championship, and he's on CBS Sports Radio.
Good morning. Yeah, I do agree with most of what he said, but let me talk about LSU and Oklahoma first.
Okay.
LSU and Oklahoma, I think it's going to be closer than that spread. I think LSU is going to win, but I think it's going to look kind of like a track meet in a lot of ways, because both those teams can score, and LSU's defense has not been particularly impressive. And I did like what Jerry was saying about the turnover portion of what LSU's defense does well, and that Oklahoma, when they have not looked well, it's because they're turning over the ball. But I think Oklahoma's probably going to put some points on the board, and I expect that to be a high-scoring game. But I think LSU will win it. The Clemson-Ohio State game, it's going to be a good matchup. I mean, it's going to be a good matchup. That's the only – as a Clemson fan, that is the only team that we face that looks a lot like what we do, which is we can run the ball on you and we can pass the ball on you, and you have to pick your poison. And Ohio State's offense is the same way. So it's going to be a challenge for both teams. Where I think the biggest difference is going to come is Clemson's depth is really, really good. They've been playing their second and third string all season. They've got guys they can put in and keep guys fresh the whole game. And I suspect I think it'll be close to the third quarter. And in the third quarter, Clemson will start to pull away a little bit. I don't think it's going to be like a three touchdowns or even two touchdowns, but maybe 10 points, something like that, and pull away a little bit going third and fourth quarter. And that's kind of what I think will happen in the game.
Well, as far as Clemson and Ohio State, again, that on paper is two teams that could have the case to win the whole thing. And, of course, Ohio State, you know, and LSU both have a case for number one going into this game. I mean, all those teams do for the most part as far as what they've accomplished this year, having not lost, that is helpful in any of those sort of arguments. Let's go to how about Lucas in Chicago? Lucas, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Lucas?
Hi, Robin. I'd just like to know what your thoughts on Jamar Chase and the Oklahoma secondary, and who are they going to match him up on from stopping him from having a stellar game?
Well, I mean, look, it's going to be tough for them on that side of the ball, I think. If Oklahoma is going to win that game, they're going to have to do it, I believe, coming out the gates fast, really getting LSU on their heels with some of their offensive schemes. Again, Hurts running the ball and sort of controlling the tempo of the game early, because physically it's hard to see them being able to dominate LSU. And when you have guys like Chase at wide out with Joe Burrow throwing him the ball and the way that they've been able to run the ball this year, if Oklahoma doesn't get out early, you know, and I know that's like the lowest common denominator analysis. They need to get started well, but I really think in Oklahoma's case, they need to be up like 14-0 or something, like 10-0 quick strikes against LSU, because if LSU gets to playing their style of game, it could get ugly fast in a hurry, because I don't think physically man to man Oklahoma has the talent to match up with them. How about Mitch in New Jersey? Mitch, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Mitch?
How's it going? Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Thanks for taking the call. I think it's going to be LSU and Clemson. It'd be fun, because I mean, at the beginning of the season, I thought Trevor Lawrence would be the favorite guy that wanted to win the Heisman, but he didn't. Got up to a slow start. He's still great. He's going to be the number one pick next year. Probably the Heisman again. I think he's not again, but I think he'd be the Heisman. It'd be something to see. Clemson and LSU, Heisman against Heisman, the one top pick against top pick in consecutive years. I don't know if it's ever happened. And one more thing with the game last night, USC was a blow. They need a lot of help with defense, because they need the offense to be great next year. But the coach helping them was like 50-50 in terms of popularity.
Wait, what game are you talking about right now?
I know, I jumped to USC last night. The game was a blow last night. They had no D. They couldn't stop that. Iowa
and
for the offense.
What that game? You know, no offense, wasn't really on my radar or anything. Come into this, because again, the bowl games to me, if they're not playing for the playoff, I it's kind of like what, as a big NBA fan, it's like what people would say about the NBA regular season. Why does it matter? Why do these college bowl games even matter? Yeah, Iowa blew out USC last night, 49-24. But if you're not a fan of the teams, or you didn't bet on the game, I just don't see what the bowl games offer as far as interest. Jeff in Dallas. Jeff, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio. What's going on, Jeff?
This disturbs my soul on more levels than I can imagine. As a Michigan Wolverine, it pains me to say, people are kind of sleeping on Ohio State, it seems like. Now I'm rooting for LSU, but Ohio State and LSU both have played tougher schedules, you know, during the year. You know, I keep hearing Clemson. And Clemson and Oklahoma, in my opinion, which isn't that, doesn't really matter, they didn't play anybody all year. You know, they were juggernauts. But, you know, I think it's going to come down to LSU and Ohio State. You know, that running back, Dobbins, up there, that kid is, even if Fields is a little hurt, you know, speaking from firsthand experience, what Dobbins did to us Ohio State, Michigan, that better factor that kid in there.
Oh, no doubt. I would be a little concerned. I think Fields said he's like 80 to 85%. That doesn't seem high enough to me. You know, like you're usually going to give yourself a few percentage points higher than you probably actually are. And when you're going up against a team at the level of Clemson with the speed that Clemson has across the board, that's not, you know, the most ringing endorsement. And maybe that's the, you know, we've been talking about the injury at running back for LSU, but maybe the injury that needs to be talked about more is at quarterback for Ohio State, because, you know, their QB is coming into this game not feeling completely right. And that is a big concern, I'd imagine. I mean, he's tried to shut down the talk, but if he's saying, you know, he's 80 to 85% with a bum knee, that takes away some of that mobility, which could be really problematic in a matchup with a team like Clemson, who's looking to repeat as the national champions. Who are your picks today in the college football playoff? 855-212-4227. LSU, Oklahoma. Should it really be a 14-point or almost 14-point spread? And Ohio State and Clemson, 855-212-4227. That one just a 2-point spread, as those are two of the top teams in the country all season. Well, I mean, it is the supposedly the four best teams in the country, but Oklahoma is looked at on a different level than the other three, who are considered to be a level above. And the only way they can change that is by beating LSU today. Speaking of spreads, I'll also give you my NFL picks for this final week of the regular season. Between the final week of the regular season and the playoffs, I'm hoping to get back to 500 and over 500. I've been mounting a comeback in recent weeks, so we'll see what I can do with my picks coming up. It is the Robin Lundberg Show, and it's coming to you on CBS Sports Radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.